welcome to episode 197 of the Talk Nintendo podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Cassidy Gorbins, and joining me this lovely evening, it's the one, it's the only, it's the most beautiful man in Iowa, it's Jerry Jerkum.
Why, hello, Cassidy Gorbons. It's episode 197, which is unbelievable. We're very, very close to the big ol' 200. 200.
Here we come.
Yep. That's crazy, dude.
Yeah, it's,
How did this happen?
I don't know. Well, with dedication and, consistency.
It's lots of consistency, for sure.
Yeah, I mean, well, at least half of us are really consistent, you know?
I missed one episode, okay?
Some guy went out and had a baby, and all of a sudden he's talking to me about consistency.
I know. I can't believe it.
It happens.
Well, he's talking to me.
So, eat anything good, Jerry?
You know, I did get for my birthday some beef jerky. Tillamook Country Smoker. Honey glazed, all natural beef jerky. Made with 100% premium USA beef. It's really, really, really delicious. So I've been snacking on that every which way. But let's see. Oh, I just discovered this little local joint. And it's an ice cream shop. I was like, oh, okay. And, you know, Jill and I are driving by and you know, well, we have to support our local ice cream shop. It would be, you know, it would be un-American if we didn't, right? Obviously, we need it.
It would be right.
Right? Exactly. So I went in there, and it's not just an ice cream shop. It's an ice cream / cookie dough shop.
Ooh. Not only one amazingly delicious treat.
Exactly.
But two.
Yeah. So I was like, whoa. And then, like, the prices are very good. Like a small, like, they call it, like, a one scoop, which is weird, because they, like the one scoop, I don't know if you've ever been to, like, ice cream places a lot, but it's always, like, a gigantic scoop and then, like, another scoop on top. If they always do, like, more than one scoop.
Oh, yeah. Anyway. It's not literally one scoop, yeah.
Right,
I think they try and get you, so you, like, someone thinks, like, oh, snap, like, one scoop isn't going to be enough. I better get two. And then they're like,
right.
But then you count it, like, no, that's three scoops.
I know.
What is going on here,
like,
you know?
I know, it's like a scoop. Yeah. And so you can get like a half scoop of cookie dough, which is like a huge scoop, and then a half scoop of ice cream for like $3 for like a... So it's like this gigantic... I mean, it's like a good size bowl of ice cream for $3.
It's like a mountain,
and cookie dough.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's, yeah, and it's delicious. So
and fairly like, priced, like, which is nice.
Like basically like monster cookie dough. Like, oh. Like, oh, it had like, you know, peanut butter, oatmeal, and Reese's Pieces in it. Cookie dough. Anyway, it was good. So I went there today, got some more today, and they have a punch card. Good old
Ooh,
punch card. We
dude.
Should start doing punch cards for our podcast.
Punch cards.
Every time you listen,
the best.
They really are.
Yeah,
every time
listen
you listen, you can
197.
Yeah,
get $5.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Punch card every single time, and all I have to do is every week just mail it to Jerry. And then he'll punch it and send it back to you every week.
Can you imagine?
It comes in with a secret passcode.
I tell you what, the best thing about a punch card was when I was working in an office and there were like, I mean, over 100 people worked at this office, but it'd be pretty easy to get like a group of people like, all right, I'm going to go pick up some Buffalo Grill. And then we'd go down, you know, all of a sudden... You know, I'd ask my brother, ask some people. Then all of a sudden, next thing you know, we got like 8 orders. And it would be like, oh, get 8, you know, 8 orders and you get one free, you know?
Oh.
So it'd be like, and I would go pick it up. Like,
oh,
I would, like, I wouldn't, because people would
Cheeky
do delivery.
Biscuit.
But I'd just be like, I'll go pick it up. Why pay extra, you know?
Right.
Even though with 8 people, it'd be like one extra dollar, you know? But it was like, whatever. I liked getting out of the building as much as possible. So I was like, I'll just take a ride over there. Yeah. And the next thing, it's like, oop. My next meal to Buffalo Grill is absolutely free.
Yeah, doggy.
Yeah, that
Beautiful.
Was the best.
I love it.
But today, I was a little hungry today, as some people do, you know? They get a little hungry. And I'm sick of the same old, you know what I mean? Especially, like, with work, I'm out on the road, so it's like, I just want it to be quick because I just want to get home, you know, essentially. So
Right.
You know, fast food is, a staple. But... Do you guys have cookout?
No. Explain. What is this?
It's so funny. Cookout, it's, well, first off, there are two types of cookouts. There's, like, the super rundown poopy ones, and then there are, like, the Taj Mahal ones. There's, like, no in-between. I swear, it's either, like, a rundown dump, or it's, like, the most beautiful fast food building you've ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
Very weird. So, okay. I happened to be passing one of those beautiful Taj Mahal ones, and I was like, you know, it's something different. Let me see what's up. And what's cool is they just have, like, a wide range of everything. You got chicken burgers, quesadillas, this, that, and the other thing. But what's cool is you go in there, and it's called a tray, and you pick one of the entrees. So I got two quesadillas because, like I said, I'm sick of burgers and stuff. So, and then you get to pick two sides. So I was like, you better give me some French fries and some white cheese fried curd things. You know what I mean? Oh, sure. Baby. Super good. And then a drink, all for like $6.
There we go.
Pretty good. Pretty good. I would go back, but I do tell you what, next time I'm going, I'm getting double helpings of those cheese curds, dude. Ooh-wee!
Mm. Are they good?
Oh, they were delicious, dude. There's nothing better than a fried cheese curd, in my opinion. Because, like, I'm a mozzarella stick guy, too, you know what I mean? But the problem with mozzarella sticks is they're so darn expensive, you know? It's like, how much is a dozen? Oh, $10? It's like, pfft, get out of here,
I know. They are. Oh, it's a lot of cheese, right?
I mean, I guess, but I don't know, man. It's like, well, the worst is when you get them, and then all of a sudden you find one, it's just a hollow husk. There's no cheese in there, you know? Like, what is this jip off? Jipped.
That ain't cool.
Yeah, and then the other night it was funny, actually. Caitlin and I were looking. We're like, let's try something different, too. Like, again, like, just sick of the same old stuff. And we were looking at the one menu. I'm like, ooh, it's some wings, all right. Six wings, $7.99. I was like, buh? Like, they better be pterodactyl wings for that price, man. Are you kidding me?
Right.
So we hard passed on that place.
Okay.
Good. It looked good, but it was just like, you know, a little too expensive for just picking up and going out, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Ended up with Chinese food, but.
Well, can't go wrong with Chinese food.
Mm. Yeah, you know, it's not my favorite, but every once in a blue moon, I'll throw down, you know? And Caitlin really likes it, so. But,
yeah, it's covered in sugar, you know?
Nothing wrong with that.
Right.
I hear sugar has never hurt anyone, ever.
Never. Nope, never.
It's super healthy. It keeps your metabolism pumping.
It does. Yeah, obviously. I remember one time, this was like probably 15 years ago, I had a headache, and I was like, oh, and Jill was with me, and I was like, I have a headache. She's like, here, drink some Coca-Cola. And I go, why? She says, it's sugar. Sugar is good for headaches. And I go, it is? And she goes, I don't know. So that's always been an end joke ever since then. Like, sugar, yeah, it's good for headaches. It is? I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, not against trying.
Right, exactly. Mm. But, so, what do we have on the docket for today?
Well, I believe you have a whole bunch of games to chit-chat about. You've been playing some of Borderlands, I believe. And
I have been.
You are actually able to procure your 51 Clubhouse games.
I did, yeah. I went and I... in fact, we could just start... why don't we just start with some Clubhouse games? House games. All right, and moving on. I talked to you about you talked last week about the different stuff, and I definitely was planning on getting it already. And I actually went to, I might have mentioned this last week, or maybe it was right after, but I went to Target and they didn't have it. Those cheeky biscuits.
You've been talking to Jules too much.
And yeah, exactly. And so I was like, you guys sold out? He's like, yeah. It's like, they only sent us two. They only sent us two.
I mean,
at the Target?
I guess. I mean, yeah, I feel like Target's such a big store, you'd think they get more, but maybe they've gotten burnt on some of these other games, you know?
I guess, but this is like a really, you know what's funny? It's you know, Target might look at that and think of it as like a bargain bin type looking game, you know what I mean? Like they might not think of it as like a first party Nintendo release. They might think, oh, let's just play it safe, you know? Like, they don't really know, like, I don't exactly like what we know about Nintendo. They don't know that.
Like, cause they're not obviously, super nerds, is what you're telling wasn't, me.
that's right. And you know, like, it's different, right? If Nintendo hadn't produced this, I wouldn't have got it, right? I mean, we wouldn't have gotten 51 classic games.
We're,
you know,
big old gym bots, is what
we are.
It's pretty much what it boils down to.
But, well, also what it boils down to is because we love Nintendo because of the quality, right? I mean, they have a very good record of high-quality stuff. And that shows in this. Now this is made by the Mario Party guys, this release. They made the other ones. And so they've been making all the Mario Party. So, which, and the Wii Party U, which I really do like those games.
I'll never get over, like, the U moniker. We party you.
I know.
Sounds so silly.
Like, we will party you hard.
Amen.
Yep. And we fit you. We sing you. Or no, or is it we music you?
It's so funny, too, because I remember, like, thinking about it. I was like, man, it's so stupid they just put you at the end of everything. But I'm like, but then again, they did it for N64, you know, a lot of games. Like, and I was like, I guess it makes sense. I guess it just... You is so weird because it just sounds
they do,
like
they
you're
do
saying
that with
like,
they do it with every system, right? Like Super Nintendo, everything was Super something, and
yeah,
64
yeah, that's true.
Something, and then the one that wasn't was GameCube. That was like the only one that didn't have its own. Because even Wii had like Mario Kart Wii.
yeah, it's true.
And then
I guess GameCube like Wii Sports, is so it's like long and you can't really break it down. You know what I mean? Like
yeah, exactly. Yeah, I can't think of anything that had GameCube in the title. There's probably something, but I can't think of it. And yeah, everything, 3DS,
GameCube,
everything was 3D. DS didn't really have that, did it?
Well, for a while, yeah, well, a while they were doing, like, a lot
of
the subtitles were, like, remember, like, Advance Wars Dual Strike?
That's the only one I can think of. Yeah, I was like, is there anything else other than Dual Strike?
There's gotta be.
There's probably something. And then, like, I guess even Advance Wars is in itself a node to Game Boy Advance.
There are definitely more Super Mario 64 DS.
There you go. Yeah, there you go. Exactly. Yeah, that's one.
But there were
which is ridiculous.
I remember it was early on. I feel like they were
Super
really
Mario
sticking to the
64
DS.
DS
Isn't
Deluxe.
It funny that
is that happening?
Super Mario 64 DS is how I first played Super Mario 64.
Yep, me too.
Well, at least all the way through. Like I had played it before, but yeah, somehow I owned an N64, but not a Super Mario.
That's crazy. Same with me. Same with
you. You know what it is? It's because we got it so late.
Yep.
I mean, it was like a year and change afterwards. But I guess, you know, I'd played Mario at my friend's house enough where I was just like, I don't even want it, you know, I guess. Little Casey was an idiot.
giblet head.
A little gibble.
I was going to say little gibble puss.
That's amazing. You're nothing but a little gibble puss.
Anyway, back to Clubhouse. So the first thing, and you know, I don't think we touched on last week, but is just the game is really, really pretty. It's a really, really nice looking game. You open it up and it has everything, it just looks crystal clear. All these little games, they look like the graphics, they look like they're real, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And it's really cool. So we got online, and Jules and I played a few times this last week. And we got to get on and play, dude, because it's so fun. Because you get, you know, when you play two players, like, online, when we get online, there are, like, 30 games you can play. I mean, there's a ton of them. And some of them are terrible. Some of them are actually, like, there's two of them that I would just not do. And it's funny because, okay, so there's one. Did you play Ludo?
I have not, but I do remember seeing
Right?
Or Sorry, right? No, Trouble?
Or it might be Sorry as well. But I knew it as trouble. I just remember it being way more fun. But the whole game, the thing about, that sucks about it is that it takes so long. And it's all completely, well, it's 97% random.
Mm. And it, like, isn't it, and like, I feel like with a real life game, you're at least shaking the dice and moving the pieces, right? But you're essentially just pressing A and it goes.
That's true. That's true. Exactly. And yeah, the feeling of, yeah.
And look, variations of the game are sold under the brand name Sorry in Trouble. So yeah, I guess they're similar.
So yeah, terrible. I mean, the look and the aesthetic of the game is great and everything. And the game works and everything. It's just not fun to play because it's all random. Maybe if you have, I think if you have kids, right?
Yeah, because then they can win, you know what I mean?
But what's funny... Like,
you don't have to let pull off the gas.
Oh, no, that's right. That is one of the only other games. So when you, it's really funny. If you play 4-player on one system, there's only 2 games available, which is really funny.
4 players on one system, only 2 games? Which ones?
Yeah. Ludo and Blackjack.
And Blackjack.
So it's really funny. So on Friday night, my niece and nephew came over. And we played blackjack for like an hour. what'd you do at Uncle Perry and Aunt Jill's house? It's like, oh, we played blackjack all night. It was just really funny because it's like, I had never played blackjack before. I've always wanted to know how to play. I just never have played it.
Mm.
It's pretty fun. It's actually, in the way they do it, it's pretty fun. You have like a bet and you can bet up to 100 chips, you know, every match, even if you go negative. And you can do like 5 or 10 rounds or maybe even more than that. And it's fun. It's fun just playing the odds. It's a simple game. And it's really, it's such a brilliant game for, dude, if you want to make a lot of money, you just start a casino and have blackjack. Because
oh, dude.
The dealer always freaking wins every single time.
Well, I tell you what, the first time I ever went to a casino, I was broke, super broke. It was right after college. I had like no money, dude. And I remember I was living upstate New York and like, my parents were like, we're going to the Poconos, and we're like, all right, I'll come. And me and my brother went to the casino, and he lent me $40, and I walked out with $440. And I remember, uh-oh, I was like, man, I should just become a professional gambler.
Oh, wow.
But then the next time I went, it didn't work out so well. But yeah, no, blackjack is
super fun.
And then
you went the next day.
Well, no, the next time I went was my brother's, you know what the problem, it was my brother's bachelor party, but the problem was, when the first time I went, we found $5 tables, so you do $5 a hand, right? That's not too crazy. You can like, you know, you lose a couple hands in a row, like, oh, I'm down $30, it stinks, but it's not the end of the world, right? When we went to the other place, there were only like minimum $10 and $15 tables, you know? So all of a sudden you lose a couple hands and you're like, well, I got to stop. Otherwise I'm going to be down a bajillion dollars, you know?
Right.
It ain't right. But yeah, the funny thing with blackjack is if you don't, like, obviously, you like, and now you know how to play it, right? Like, you got to get to 21, you know how it works. But like, apparently there are like certain things you're not supposed to do. So for instance.
Oh, like what?
If you're like, oh, it's a 15. You have 15 in your hand or something, and it'll be like, you shouldn't hit on that. And I remember, like, I hit on it, and I remember, like, another guy at the table was like, blah, 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 like, all
what?
Pissed off. Because, like, I guess the idea is, like, you're playing the odds, like you want the, obviously, you want the dealer to lose so everyone else wins, right? You want him to bust. And I don't know. There's just certain, like,
interesting.
There's certain
That's so interesting.
Spots, like, I guess, like, you could hit, but, like, you're now taking a card out that's messing other people. I don't know. And I remember I just wanted to tell that guy, like, why don't you just go take a hike, bud, you know? It's a $5 table, you know what I mean? Like, if you're really that bent out of shape, go play with the big boys, you know?
That makes no sense. I mean, that's stupid. I'm sorry, but stupid.
Yeah, it might not be 15, but there was this certain, like, oh, you're supposed to pass on that, and I didn't. I remember they were like I said, I remember the guy grumbling and was like, get out of here, buddy.
That's hilarious. That's so funny. Yeah, so I mean, so just so everyone knows, now I would love to see Jill. I need to grab Jill's Switch and download the demo and see what we can do. Maybe that'll open up like 4-player stuff with the 2, but maybe I feel like that's just gonna open up 2-player stuff.
Yeah, and I mean. the guest pass only has like 7 games, right?
I don't know. I need to try it. I mean, I think that's what it looks like, but maybe. But that anyway, I mean, I guess the only way the one that I got use of is online with two players was amazing. I mean, online. And now the thing is I bet online with 4 players, I bet you could still play a lot, because the whole point is, right, is that you can't see each other's hands, right?
Yeah.
So mm-hmm. I think online 4 players, you can probably play a lot of games. But we should definitely play, dude. Me and you, and Jules and someone else should play some blackjack. That would be hilarious.
And we'll have to make really some funny. Sort of bet. Like, loser right, yeah, has to do yeah. this.
Yeah, yeah. And what was really funny was, like, we were just sitting there, like, me and Jules, 2 grown-up men playing Connect 4. And it was fun, too. Like, it's definitely fun. But it's like, I was like, Jules, can you imagine if, like, we went to, like you know, like, PAX or something, and we're like, let's go back and let's play, like, Connect 4. like, we're literally doing that. Like, we Nerds. Were doing that. But it's, yeah, it's like, it's just super funny. But it was fun. And then there's a bunch of games that I really liked. Yeah, stay away from Ludo and War. War... so boring. I mean, because it's all chance.
Yeah, that's there the are a couple, like that Pig's Tail.
I haven't tried
I'm
that one
I'm pretty sure that one's like all
by
luck
chance,
too,
all random.
Or chance, yeah. Which, I mean, I feel like, so, like, not all card games, but a good amount of them sort of boil down to that, right? Sort of give,
well,
you know.
Not completely. I wouldn't say completely, because...
Not all
I
of them, but, you know, a good, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I think a lot of them, they need to have random, for sure, because that's a little bit of fun. Like, for instance, I think one of the card games that's really awesome is the Speed one. Did you play that one?
No, not
you
yet.
You should definitely give that a try. We should play that together. It's definitely, because it's all about matching, cards. Like, there's like 3 in the middle, and then you have... Or there's 2 in the middle, I think, whatever. And then you have cards in your hand, and you have to put, like, adjacent cards next to other ones in the middle. So, like, if there's a 4, you can put, like, a 3 or a 5 on top of it. Mm-hmm. And then you got to get rid of all your cards in your stack. And so there is skill there. It's just simple skill. And any games with skill is really fun. And let's see. That one's called... it's just called Speed.
Boom.
And then, yeah, so, like, President. Like, what the heck is President? So funny.
And
there's Texas Hold'em.
I'm trying to think which one it was.
I need to try Texas Hold'em.
Have you ever played that?
I've never played that, no.
Interesting. That's Texas. I got into, like, a little bit of a Texas Hold'em kick, like, in high school. Like, everyone, like, would play. And what would be cool is because on the weekends we'd be like, all right, we're going to... get like 10 guys and we're going to all put in $10, you know what I mean? And mm-hmm. winner takes whatever, you know? So as a, you know, a high school kid, but I won $100 or like, you know, $80 or whatever it turned out to be. I'm going to go buy a video game. Mm-hmm. But yeah, no, it's simple, but it's fun.
Yeah. 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 I'd like to try it. And then, you know, like the Renegade, which is Othello, or Reversi. They have different names. Renegade is a lot of fun, which is that you have the white and the black tokens, and then you try to be the... So you place them down, and then when you jump over people, you turn all of their tokens your color. So the person who has the most of that color at the end wins. Mm. That's fun. And then there's also a game just like it, Gomoku, which is very similar, but it's basically Connect 5. It's the first one to make 5 in a row. And that's some really fun strategy. I'm currently undefeated, just so you know.
Ooh.
So you'll have to try to face me in that.
If you want to lose, all right.
Yeah. and then what's really fun is there's some like video game type. Well, I say that because they do some interesting stuff. Like for instance, the golf. Did you play the golf?
No, not yet. I played.
Oh, wow.
We played the baseball.
It's very interesting. The golf is very... Yeah, I'll talk about the baseball, but... The golf is really cool. It's a very, very ultra simple. It's like a mixture. It's like putt golf, putt-putt, and the normal golf put together. It really is that. And it's weird to get used to, but it's pretty cool and pretty fun. It's like chibi golf. It's like what it is. It's chibi golf. That's what I'd call it. It's fun. And it has, it's really pretty, really good. Like I said, these graphics are amazing. Gorgeous scenery and gorgeous like textures and stuff. And then billiards is really fun too. Which is, you know, it's pool and you can play 8-ball or 9-ball and it looks great. It looks real. The only thing that sucks, and apparently Jules was telling me that people were complaining, is you can't do spins on it, like backspins. So it's simple. Now, of course, with me, it doesn't make a difference to me, but that's definitely a lot of fun. So we should play a game of pool. Bowling, I did not enjoy. It's motion based with the Joy-Con. And it's like, it makes you wish that you had Wii Sports. I mean, it's just, it was really just not good.
Wii Sports U?
Oh man, Wii Sports. What a great game, right? And then, the toy games, right? The toy baseball, toy boxing, toy curling. Toy boxing, looks cool. It's like a Rock'em Sock'em, but it's just super boring.
So you just smash A, I imagine.
You hit A and you block, and it's just all kind of random. It's just kind of stupid. Toy baseball is really neat, right? So the cool thing about these games is that they are on, they make them look like they exist in real life. So they're not video gamey. They look like, like pinball machines, basically, like versions of these games.
Gotcha.
So, like, they're little toys.
Yeah, like within,
Yeah, within, like, a little unit, and like foosball or something like that, you know, something like that. And, like, the toy baseball is really fun. I think it might be a little tougher to do on, I'd like to see, I need to try it on a single system rather than online, because the pitching, it's just so hard to hit the ball, because it was really hard to hit it as a batter because it would be so fast or slow, and like the reaction time seemed to be not perfect. But the game is really cool, and it's just kind of a simple, like, you hit it, and if you get it past the people, then you get like a double run or a triple or a single, you know, and you have to do it. So it's definitely cool.
Oh, and
fun.
They just slide left and right, right?
And they slide. Yep.
Because it was, and it's three innings. Because I remember like the first inning when Caitlin and I were playing, it was like real quick. Oh, all right, three outs, and then all of a sudden I scored like 12 runs, and I was like, you stink.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden she came back with 12 runs, and I was like, ah.
Oh, dang it! Yeah.
Yeah, it was a high scoring affair.
What's really fun is the toy curling. I love that. Did you play that?
No, yet? Not yet. We need to get into that one.
It's so good. It's really fun. It's just you're on both sides. Think of like an air hockey table, and you're kind of pushing these little curling things. You know, you kind of tap them, and it's at the end of the, it's whoever's closest at the end. It's whoever's closest to the center with one of their colored curlers. And it's really fun because it's really sensitive. Like, so you have to be, there's like some finesse to it. Really fun. We played a bunch more, but definitely the tank game. I've always been a sucker for tank games, dude. I've always loved, because they're so simple,
well,
right?
Remember,
it's like a shooter.
I was going to say, remember with whatchamacallit, is it similar to Mario Party 2 tanks?
Yes, exactly. Yes. I've always loved those games, and it's like, exactly. So it's like I love a full game of like tank, and there are tank games, you know. Like I've always loved it because I think contextually with a tank you can have really janky controls,
mm-hmm.
but it feels right because it's a tank, right? You don't expect it to be fluid like a twin stick shooter or something.
Yeah.
So they have battle tanks and team tanks, which I haven't tried team tanks. So
that would be a fun one for online.
Player. But dude, it is fun. It is. It's super simple. Essentially what all of these are, are some of them are even just to the point of like Mario Party mini games. So it's kind of but then like some of them are like really juicy games. And it's really interesting because I think they could have even done like, I'm actually surprised they didn't do like a Mario Party mode in the game, which have been really cool.
Yeah, just like a series
Like just a simple Monopoly style, you know, board, you know, something really simple where you go around, you collect stars or whatever. But then you can play these mini games in between. It would have been amazing.
Even if they were just like a best of 7 random selection, you know, and then they gave you 7 games and,
yeah,
you know, got the most wins or something.
Yeah, it'd have to be like picked out, right? It'd have to be because like some of them, like you wouldn't want to do Ludo, right? Because Ludo is like a 25-minute stupid game.
I hate Ludo!
Yeah, dude, actually, which I'll end on this, is that We actually didn't want to finish. I mean, it was just too, because you keep going and going and going, and then if someone lands on you, it pushes you back to the beginning.
Yeah, you start from
scratch. So, like, the game just keeps going, going, and going. So it's like, man, how do we get out of this game? And you can't get out of a game once you start it online. Can't get out of it.
You had to do the hard reset.
We had to do a hard reset, yeah. So.
That ain't right, Bobbin.
Yeah. That ain't right, exactly. 6 a.m. and already that boy ain't right. But yeah, anyway, I am very, very happy, very impressed with Clubhouse Games, and you can get it for $32 at Walmart physical.
Boom. Is that like the I know they do, like, they just are cheaper, right? For
they're
I
like
guess
10%, they're like 20% cheaper. I yeah.
I guess they could just afford it.
Yeah. I don't know. It's weird, right? So yeah, everything's cheaper there. I mean, all the games, all the brand new games there are $48 or, you know, or $50. It's crazy. And I also went and they had an amiibo, a little Incineroar amiibo, which funnily enough, I never picked up because I kind of just like, it was just $16, you know, for these amiibo. It's getting really, really pricey. So I kind of just ended up picking up the ones that I liked. But it was there, $8. I was like, oh, sweet.
Roped.
Like, brand new, you know?
And dope.
Got it in. So I got that, Incineroar, and Clubhouse Games, and it came down to less than $40. It was $39-something with tax and everything. I was like, man, it's like I came here and got, like, a free amiibo with my Clubhouse Games. It was amazing. Because I had forgotten it was I just went there because, it, you know, it wasn't available at Target. And I was like, oh, I forgot. I should buy all my games here.
Yeah, so, I mean, that's funny because I remember now that, you know, my Best Buy Gamers Club is up, I've got no reason to really, not that I had any problem with Best Buy, you know what I mean? Like, they were fine, but
yeah,
I would rather go to GameStop,
yeah,
I guess,
why'd they get rid of
because
that?
Of, but I need to check Walmart because, like you said, if they're, even if it's
no,
10,
yeah,
you
should.
Know, $5 cheaper, $10 cheaper, might as well,
dude,
you know,
yeah.
Save that
it's
cabbage.
A meal, you know what I mean? Yeah, yeah, exactly, yeah. Anyway, so did you want to, I mean, I've been talking a while. Did you want to touch on anything, or
why don't you keep on rambling, Jerry? No.
what are you rambling about?
No, so for me this week, like I said, I've been pretty busy with work stuff and everything, so I have not gotten to really play a whole ton of games. I've been chipping away at Xenoblade while I can here and there. You know, I think I'm just shy of 20 hours, so I mean, I still have plenty to go, but you know, still enjoying that. That's a really great game, mm-hmm. obviously, and I believe.
Yeah, are you enjoying it as much as you have been? I mean, like, is it waning at all? Is it?
No, I'm loving it. So, like, what's sweet. Good is it's like I really do feel like the game moves at a pretty good clip. I've been doing some side quests here and there, so I'm not, you know, sitting around grinding on, you know, enemies to try and get to the point where, you know, I have to beat a boss. Like, last night, I played for probably, like, it was quick. I probably played for, like, 20 minutes last night, but right before I went to bed. But I ran into, not like a final boss, but like a sub-boss, like, to the point where, you know, there's a little cutscene and this guy came out. And I just freaking demolished him, man. It was like,
oh, nice.
It felt like, oh, like if they didn't put a cutscene or anything, it would have just been another guy, you know. So
mm-hmm.
Now there is like an expert mode that I haven't really looked into because honestly, it's like I'm just enjoying what I'm doing. I'm not trying to, you know, be like I'm, you know, want to fight this super hard boss and see if my tactics are good enough, you know.
Right.
It's like I'm playing it, I'm enjoying it, and all that. But yeah, the game again, beautiful, beautiful game. And super good. Clubhouse Games, haven't really gotten to play too much of that. Caitlin's actually been playing, you know, she's been playing Mahjong and stuff on there, and she's been having fun
with that. Has she? So was she a Mahjong player beforehand, or did she learn it?
No, she's played it before, I guess. I don't know if she had, like, an app on her phone or something, but no, she knew how to play.
Interesting.
Which is funny, because I don't know how to play. I want to. That's one of the games I do want to get in there and actually play. But yeah, she's been playing mm-hmm. some Mahjong and stuff like that. So she's been actually, it's funny, she's been playing Animal Crossing, she's been playing 51 Clubhouse Games. She's a big Nintendo nerd. But
she's a big old nerd. She should replace you on the podcast.
Yeah, if I ever miss one, she'll fill in for me.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I mean, outside of that, like I said, I really haven't gotten to play too much games, unfortunately. But yeah, I mean, I'm trying to think.
I mean, you got a good 40 hours into WoW, but other than that.
Yeah. Well, actually, I did play one night of WoW with my buddy for a little bit, but no, I'm trying to think. Like I said, no new games to talk about, unfortunately. We do have, it's crazy, man, Paper Mario. It's right around the corner, dude. Man. Right around the corner. So
that is crazy.
So that's my, like, I need to really pump through Xenoblade because, let's see, when, I know it's July, it, like 17th? Yeah, 17th. Okay, so 1 month from, well, 1 month and a day from now, and if you're listening to this, under a month.
That's crazy, man.
So, yeah, that's going to definitely be a game I'm going to be all in on. So, need to put away some more there. But, yeah, unfortunately, not too much to chit-chat about. We could talk about okay. How dumb MLB baseball is, but that's a whole nother can of worms.
Nah. Nah, that's fine. You can keep that. Well, then I will talk about a little game franchise that I'm really excited came out finally on the Switch, on the Swiatch.
Corey's in his house? As
Corey in the... No, we already talked about that.
Well, it's coming
to the Switch.
That would
be Borderlands Legendary Collection.
Get into Borderlands. I do want to ask, do you think people, if Corey in the House came out on Switch for like $10 a port, do you think people would buy it just because?
I would like to hope no.
All of a sudden yes, we're like, oh my god, it sold a million copies.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe. I don't know. I hope not, man. That game.
Unfortunately, I don't think we'll ever find out.
I can't believe I played that game and I have memories of playing that game.
You're welcome.
That's amazing. It's funny. No, Borderlands Legendary Collection. So I got this game, and of course, you know, Backlog Jerry. I have a billion games I haven't played yet, so I bought another collection of three gigantic RPGs, two of which I played through, really. But I just, you know, it's been a few years and I wanted to see on Switch, and the idea of playing it, you know, off screen is really cool. Like, one of the Vita's like coolest releases, right, was Borderlands 2. I mean, I think to me that's, I mean, and I actually got it, on my Vita, and I remember playing it a little bit, and it wasn't the best port. If I remember right, it just didn't run at a solid rate. But so I was like, really, so I put in Borderlands. And I was really excited to see, you know, what's going on. Like, I wonder how the port is. I want, you know, because coming off of Journey to a Janky Planet, you know, I was, you know, I was like, man, like, I didn't think that frame rate would really get to me as much as I thought, but it really did affect it. So I was, you know, going to this, and I'm happy to say that Borderlands, the Legendary Collection, is amazing. It runs like perfectly on the Switch.
Mm, heck yeah.
Which is so nice, dude. It is so nice to know because, I mean, it runs perfect on... Now, I've played the original for probably, I don't know, like an hour and a half, played through it. And because I thought, you know, it'd be nice to just play through these again. Like, why not? And I started playing it, and I really liked it. I was enjoying it. But I was like, you know, like, realistically, am I going to play through this, get it done, and then play through the next one, you know? So I was like, well, let's do the one that I haven't played yet. I was really happy with Borderlands, and I still might go back and play through it, but I figure, you know, they're all pretty similar experiences.
Mm-hmm.
Now, have you played it?
I've not played it, but I'm trying to think if I've even played like a little bit of it. But honestly, I don't even know if I've ever touched it. I know what it
is. It's interesting
because
it's an RPG. It's an amazing first-person shooter. I mean, it's good. It's great, you know, and then it's an RPG, you know? So it's, you know, has all your staples. So it's really fun. So I think it'd be great for the Thirsty Mage, actually. I don't know. You know, I think because it's totally an RPG.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, you know, just oozing with style. It really is. So I actually jumped into the pre-sequel because that's one I hadn't played. I had beaten the first game. I played through most of the second game. I can't remember why I didn't finish it. Something happened. I can't remember. But anyway, so playing through the pre-sequel. And that was the latest one. So I was also like, now, the first one runs well, but I think the first one was on, like, Xbox 360.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, how did the second one, you know, how are these going to run? Because I think they're, you know, because they were later and stuff. And it runs perfect. It runs exactly the same. I mean, you can definitely tell they're on the same engine. But it and I only have played it handheld with the pre-sequel just to see how it is, you know. And it was great. And it's really fun. It jumps into the story, you know. And I really don't know what's going on with the story too much. But it
doesn't matter.
It doesn't really matter, no.
Yeah, that's backseat stuff. You get in there
and you're
right
at, well, the what I love about it is that it's you know, Borderlands, the original one, is like kind of like, you know, dystopian Mad Max, right? That's kind of the idea. It's definitely Mad Max inspired, the you know, the desert rundown post-apocalyptic with, like, you know, with these renegade like gangs and stuff like that and monsters and stuff. So the pre-sequel takes that on the moon. It's actually based on the moon.
Really?
Which I think is really, yeah. And so you kind of start off in like a space station, and it's really neat, and it's really colorful, and all these big, crazy, like, alien cyborg things are, you know, you're shooting them, and it feels good, and, you know, you level up, and there's just lots of, it's very much testosterone-injected stuff, you know? It's just a lot of fun. And, you know, it kind of, you know, it even gets into that arcade, you know, first-person shooter type mentality. You know, you're kind of walking through, shooting stuff, you know, definitely lots of dodging and, you know, learning how to, you know, reloading and then upgrading your, and then the RPG elements are really strong because you upgrade, you know, you get points you can spend to upgrade your guns, and you're constantly finding different guns. And that's one of the big things that that I found while playing was, this was the first looting type game I ever played.
Do you know what they call
before.
It?
Probably. I can't remember, though.
The Slooter.
Oh.
Because it's shooting, shooting, you know, and all that loot.
It shouldn't it be called a Schluter, then? A Schluter?
Maybe it's a Schluter.
Schluter.
Oh, Schluter!
It sounds like a Casey Gibson. Oh, man. What did Jules said something yesterday that was a Caseyism? Oh, what was it? Long. He said lost long instead of long lost.
The old lost long, eh?
Lost. That's a lost long classic, you know. Anyway, I was like, "That Casey? Am I talking to Casey?"
Good old Jules.
Yep. And so it definitely has the RPG mechanics work really well with it. And then you know, it's just a shooter, and on the moon, and it's fun because they even have this little oxygen system where, you know, because you're out there and your oxygen will go down. And once it hits zero, then your health will start to go down. But there's these little pockets of oxygen, apparently, that you can, like, walk over and get new. It's just, and then you can jump super high. It's just a bunch of ridiculous. But it's just, it really scratches that. It is. And it just scratches that FPS itch, you know, and just, like, just jumping around. And there's some exploring. And it's definitely, I mean, you know, like, you know, you're, like, this, the whole space station vibe is really cool, and jumping, you know, like, searching for loot boxes. Oh, like I was talking about the looting, right? So the Fortnite being played after this, you know, going back to it, everything makes so much more sense. And I think that just that whole system, it's so very not Nintendo-esque, you know, it's very PC, other third party-esque, you know, that whole looting and getting the legendary weapons or like the different, the color coded, and just
different
that's
green.
Just like Nintendo just does not have that kind of stuff in their games. So I think when I played it first, luckily Aaron played it with me and he was just kind of showing me how to find it. But I think it was kind of like a, you know, for lack of a better term, more or less culture shock, you know, where it's just kind of really weird and different. But now coming back to it, it's like it makes so much sense, you know, like just the whole, you know, there's always treasure chests everywhere, and you stop there and you just open them up and grab what's inside, and swapping out weapons to get, you know, that are different colored and looking at the stuff. I know this sounds weird, but I think it's funny coming back where it just makes a lot more sense. I think there's some quality of life improvements that need to be done though, like especially going straight from Fortnite. Like, for instance, like when you open up every single one of these There might be. I might be missing it. But as far as I know, you go up and you hold Y, and that opens up like a chest. And then you hold Y again on top of what you just, like, you have to highlight with your cursor, like, whatever you're picking up, like if it's money. And then if you hold Y, you'll pick up everything you can at the same time. So they have that. Like, you don't have to go around and grab everything.
Mm-hmm.
But that first initial, like, unlocking a chest and then getting your cursor on the right thing and then holding Y to get everything, it's like...
sort of pain in the neck.
Why can't you just do that all right when you open up the chest? Like, why can't you just hold Y, open up the chest, and grab everything at the same time?
Yeah, just auto-loot it.
It's so weird. Yeah, it's super weird. And I don't know why. And I'm playing the third game in the series, and they still didn't do that. So I thought that was really interesting. Now, there, and like I said, I might be... you know, someone is probably yelling... could be yelling at me right now, like, there's another... like, you hold X, and, you know, it's stupid, you know? But as far as I know, they don't tell me. So... anyway, that's there. But other than that, I'm really, really enjoying it, and I'm really pleased to tell everyone that it runs perfectly. It's a solid 30. I mean, I'm sure that
hard
there's some
30.
Yeah. I'm sure that there is some drops somewhere, but like, it is night and day to Journey to a Savage Planet. So I'm really happy about that. And like I said, I want to repeat that I don't think Journey to Savage Planet is a bad game. It's just a bad port. Mm. That's all. So, you know, there are... it's not a great game, but it's definitely not a bad game. And Borderlands is a great game. And obviously, there's still not there's still a lot of it's not perfect. Game design is kind of weird, but the production is really good. I mean, they have some really good like the enemy designs, and like the environments are just top notch. So I would recommend I would very much recommend the what's it called? The Legendary Collection. It's a great, you know, $50 getting those three games is pretty amazing. That's a good value, but especially if you can get, I mean,
well, what's cool is, like, remember we were looking, cool. You could buy them individually too. So if you're, you know,
well, it's interesting. You can't really buy them completely individually. It's really weird.
Hmm.
You can only buy the first one individually. Makes no sense. You can buy the first one individually, or you can buy the Handsome Collection, which is 2 and the pre-sequel, or you can buy the Legendary Collection. So there's only 3 different SKUs there.
Interesting.
It's really weird. Yeah, so you can't just buy the pre-sequel by itself, which is stupid, because you should be able to, because it's... and it's funny, like, I got the physical game, and then I downloaded, you know, it comes with the download code for the other two. And they're separate. Everything is separate icons. So I have like 3 icons. I have the, you know, the original and the 2 and the pre-sequel, all separate icons. So they could have done it. So I wonder why they didn't.
Very weird.
Because I think that, you know, they could have done something like $14.99 a piece, you know. And I think that you should have bought all, and then buy all of them for $39.99. You know what I mean? So like, buy 2, get 1 for $10, you know, or something. They could have done something like that. But anyway, it's a good deal. $50 physically. And I got mine for $36 physically from shop4megastore.com/JerryJerkum.
I was going to say, did you get a free amiibo with that?
Yeah. Well, basically I did. I got $14 off, free shipping, and I got 10% rewards. So I got like $4 on top of that I got back to buy. Dude, I'm telling everyone, this isn't some sort of silly joke. I'm being serious. Shop4megastore.com is unbelievably awesome. And type in Jerry Jerkum to know where, to tell him where, to know how you found him. No.
So funny.
It is funny. It's funny because it's true. That's why it's funny. Now, the only thing that sucks about them, the only thing is that they ship from the UK, so it takes like a week and a half, 2 weeks. So that's the only thing. Like, you do have to wait. You have to sacrifice your time. But like I said, I saved like $14,
free shipping. That's a delicious meal right there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's top notch.
Exactly. I also got BioShock for $36, the collection. So I'm really excited about that. And it's funny enough, they didn't have the XCOM collection, but luckily my best friend Cassidy Gorbons got that for me. So
the old Gorbs.
The Gorbs. So I'm really excited to jump into that too. So it is, as you can hear by my last 50 minutes of absolute rambling.
Ramble in the morning.
Yeah, I've been playing lots of video games, and so it's been some good times.
Sounds like,
and of course,
week's
I've been playing
better
Fortnite.
Than mine.
It has been. I guarantee it has been. And the Fortnite is the new season's coming out like tomorrow, which is really interesting.
You clear your schedule off so you can play all day, you big nerd boy.
Don't call me a nerd. Wow.
Nerd boy.
Nerd boy and wow man.
Yeah.
the adventures.
I was going to say some sort of crazy comic.
The adventures of nerd boy and wow man. It's just funny because this last, you know, quote unquote season, the season two of chapter two, has been going on for a long time. I don't even know it's all I've been playing since I've got back into Fortnite. And so I've been playing it every single day for, I don't even know. In fact, I'd like to look that up because it's crazy. Hold on, let me check that real quick. So season two, chapter two, Fortnite. I wonder when that launched because it's been a long time. And I think that they usually don't have.
Well, I was going to say, I remember in the beginning when, I mean, obviously Fortnite's still huge, but when it was really taken off, right? And like you couldn't, you know, look left or right without seeing some sort of Fortnite related stuff. I remember they were adding new stuff, what seemed like every other day. You know what I mean? They were making changes, this, that, and the other thing. And I wonder.
I mean, I'm looking here. It's like March 3rd. I found a thing about all the new stuff. So even if that was not even when it came out, March 3rd, it's been like, let's see, April, May, June. It's been over
3 months.
It's been a long time. It's been,
Well, anyway. I'm wondering if it, like, I remember it coming out that the workers there were like, they're really working us to the bone here. You know what I mean? Like, with all this content, I wonder if they were like, yeah, this is unrealistic to keep this kind of, you know, schedule with releases and everything up for too long. Like, I guess it made sense while it was, you know, the greatest thing of all time and everyone's playing, like, let's keep that train going. But now that it's sort of cooled off, and I mean that in regards to what it was at its peak.
Yeah,
like, obviously, it's still a megaton game. So I wonder if they're like, instead of like the small incremental upgrades, let's just big bang boom, know, hit them with the big boys, you know.
And that's what I wanted to tell you. This and exactly. So yesterday, they did like there's like an event. I didn't see the event. I don't care about the events or anything. But afterwards, they replaced the storm. It was actually a huge tidal wave.
Instead of the big tsunami. That's awesome.
Yes. And when you get stuck in it, you're actually swimming and getting hurt in the storm. And then when you get to the end, like, you know, you're swimming, like the storm's still moving, but it actually spits you out at the end. And it doesn't give you like, fall damage protection. So you can just die. So it's like ridiculously, like, way worse, you know, because you can't just kind of grab like a, you can't just, you know, get a helicopter and fly out of there or get a jump pad and jump out. You have to, you know, you have to be prepared. Really fun. And the thing about it is it looks amazing. You're sitting there and there's this wall of water and you can see all these fish
swimming
around. And I think sometimes you can even hear like whales and stuff. And then it puts this glimmer, like this sun glimmer through like the land and it darkens everything. It is so eerie. It is so cool. It's so cool. So, and that was just the end of the season type thing. So it's like, who knows like what it's going to be
next.
Yeah,
what
so,
the big unveiling,
you know,
of the
I assume it's going to be something underwater or something, you know. But anyway, man, what a great game. It's a really fun game. So, and it's fun, right? It's going back to Borderlands and Fortnite. It's like, it's fun to, you know, compare them because there's a lot of similarities with stuff and how they work. And man, Fortnite is really, really good. Borderlands is really fun. It's a good time to be alive.
Yep. Good old. Mm-hmm. There are games for days and all. Yep.
Oh, my goodness. There are games for years.
Like, well, games for years. I believe, was it last episode or was it two episodes ago where you were like, there could never be another release and I would still have a bunch of new games to play.
Oh, absolutely! Especially after this, my acquisition over the last 2 weeks with XCOM and bio, with the 2K acquisition.
The 2K. You know? Well, yeah, I was gonna say it's so funny that
I mean, my goodness. I mean, each of those releases are huge. Oh, I guess BioShock isn't a huge game, right?
Well, you got the collection, right?
12 hours, right? But it's a collection.
But there's three of them, so that's still probably close to 40 hours of content, you know?
Yeah, exactly. It's really fun. Yeah. And then I got to play so many games. So many games, but I'll take it. I'll appreciate it, my friend.
It's a good problem to have if you really stop to think about it. It's an amazing problem to have, dude. Yeah.
It's an amazing problem. Yeah. I mean, I am nostalgic for the days of the Wii U. The early Talk Nintendo days. I am definitely nostalgic and
one of those days where you go, "Oh man, I've got a game I haven't played in a long time, but I would love to replay it."
Yeah.
Oh, perfect.
Oh, those innocent little scamps we were.
Yep.
But now it's like, I'm just, you know, I got a code for this and I
stop.
Got, you know, and then,
I don't want it.
Casey, I don't want your freaking XCOM.
Yeah. Return it, you idiot.
Yeah. But anyway, lots of fun. So I say we take a quick break and we come back with, you know what?
I'm into it.
And let's hope that my new Audacity still works and it doesn't crash when I hit stop.
And that was how no one heard episode 197. Jerry Jerkum.
We are.
And that can only mean one singular thing. Nothing else, what? Just one. The old news block.
The new eShop Roundup. Eehaw!
Whoops!
I think you mean the eShop. But yes, we have the eShop Roundup where we window shop. If this is your first time listening, we look at the latest releases of the eShop, and we look and cherry pick which ones look cool to us, and it's quite the fun ordeal. We've been doing it for almost 4 years now.
It's so weird when you put it that way. Mm-hmm. You know, so long. But
yeah, that is super weird, isn't it?
Yeah, it really doesn't even make sense. But
no, it doesn't. But so, what's your first game here?
Well, it is my first and my only. Do you have two games?
Oh. I might talk about another one.
Cause maybe you should go first then. You could be the bread to my meat.
Oh.
Okay.
Well, I thought the one that was just interesting is that Dead by Daylight Silent Hill Edition. Which I thought was really cool. See, this is a new one. Dead by Daylight Silent Hill. It's $49.99. It's a bundle. And it includes, this just makes no sense. It includes Dead by Daylight, which is $39.99, and then the Dead by Daylight Silent Hill chapter, which is $7.99.
Mm.
So for some reason, when you add that together, it's $2 more for the...
convenience.
It literally says this. It says $49.99, total if purchased individually, $47.98. It says it on there, on the eShop. You can bundle it for $2 more.
But then you need to make two transactions instead of just a singular
transaction. That's hilarious. That's so funny. Yeah. Those jibble pusses. They were trying to sneak one over. Well, there you go. I just solved it for you. Anyway, it does look cool. It has like that. What is it? Do they call it Pyramid Head? Is that his name?
Yep. That's him.
I love that character.
Yeah, he's...
So weird.
I tell you what. I get like... Growing up, Resident Evil was always my sort of scary game, right? Like, my neighbors had it for... Like, I didn't have a PlayStation, but my neighbors did, and I remember being so afraid of it, petrified. And, like, I think that sort of added to the mystique and why I love Resident Evil so much. But I tell you what, I played Silent Hill for the first time. It was when I was living... at 2012. So what? I was, like, 22-ish, give or take, mm-hmm. around there. And dude, that game scared the heebie bejeebies out of me.
It did it really?
Like even like on the PS1, you know, it's just so freaky. Like I guess it's just weird because Resident Evil, it's like, all right, you're in a normal world and there's just zombies sort of coming at you. Where Silent Hill, it's like, no, you're in like a really weird world that like anything can sort of happen, you know. So mm-hmm. like, yeah, very very weird.
Yeah, Yeah, I liked it. Yeah, and this looks cool. That's why I thought it was kind of an interesting little dealy here.
A little dealy.
And remember, $49.99, but if purchased individually, $47.98.
Yeah. Are you feeling? Do you want a deal or no?
That's really funny. All right, what's your pick of the day? I was going to call you Jerry.
Are you? Not Jerry. You can call me Jerry if you'd like.
What do we got up here, Jerry?
Confuse everyone. Just start calling me Jerry and we'll call you Casey. I've got Summer in Mara. It is.
Yeah, look at this game.
$24.99 and it is currently on sale to. $22.49 until the 23rd of this month. So you got another week.
Dude, when this game looks amazing.
I mean, the first look at it gave that Wind Waker vibes, right?
Right.
That was the first thing. And then when you look at it, it's actually a farming adventure. So you get to sort of, I guess, tend and take care of your island while going out on the ocean and exploring other islands. Presumably to maybe get materials. Maybe there are different, you know, seeds on different islands for different things. They've got quests, characters, day-night cycle, and the lot. So it seems like a pretty cool little game if you're, you know, into farming adventure. I do, like, the farming sims are cool, so it's nice when they sort of add the adventure. I don't know if there's combat per se, but just to give you a little sort of another avenue, you know, if you just want to sort of take a break from the straight, you know, tending of your farm. So yeah, it looks pretty good.
Yeah, the only thing with these games, right, the only thing that I feel like that's great and all, I feel like when you don't have the combat, I think sometimes that can really lose my interest. But this game looks gorgeous. I love the style, you know, and I do like the farming idea. It's just I feel like I haven't really played a farming game that has really hooked me. I don't think. I'm trying to think of one.
You didn't really play too much Stardew, right?
No, I didn't get into that. I feel like I just didn't have enough time to get into it, really.
Yeah, that one's definitely a time sink.
Yeah, which is fun. It's different. It's like Animal Crossing, right? I feel like this is the same genre as Animal Crossing. It's a different kind of passive time. It's a relaxing, you know? What's the word I'm looking for? It's like non-stimulating, you know, where it's just like sometimes, like, you know, you can't just play an endless, like, you can't just play, you know,
for, yeah, no, there's a, no, I know a, what you
like,
mean.
Like Bayonetta for 60 hours, right? You just couldn't do it. Like, it's just too much, but you could, you know, something like this. So just cause it's really relaxing, you can play Animal Crossing and you can have 5 hours go by and it doesn't feel like you did. And it's just good. You know, it's just, it's really different. So this game looks amazing, and I just saw Nintendo tweeted out about it. So,
good old Nintendo.
Yeah, so
got the Nintendo push right there.
This screams a physical release, which I would pick it up if it was physical.
Add it to the pile.
You could probably put that, like, that quote on like any box, like on it for anything, like. Like, I'd buy it if it was physical. Jerry Jerkum, Talk Nintendo Podcast.
Yeah, you know, like, literally any game. Just yep.
All right, and I guess it's time for my last pick, which I forgot to talk about this week, but I'm glad because I didn't get to put too much time in this. I'll talk about it next week. I really will. And that's Arcade Archive Sunset Riders. So this is an old Konami game. And honestly, Jules told me about it, and he said, dude, this game's amazing. And then I saw some screenshots and I was like, this looks amazing. And it's this old cowboy game, and it's like it's a run and gun cowboy arcade game, and it's super super bright and colorful, and it's really fun. It's really really fun, and it's super impressive. Came out the year I was born.
Is that
which is crazy,
and still good to this day,
dude. And it looks unbelievable. And I know that they've made some, apparently this is the arcade one, but there's a Super Nintendo port that's apparently pretty good too. But you look at it and it's just super impressive, and there's like high speed, like you're on a horse and like shooting guys on a train, and dude, it's so cool. If you like the Wild West stuff, this is like, you know, spaghetti western, just insanely cool, fun, colorful shoot 'em up. So I would highly recommend it. I've downloaded it, I've played it, I'm excited to get and play it some more and stuff. So highly recommend it. Sunset Riders, that's one word, and it's $7.99. Oh, actually, sorry. It was released in 91, a year before I was born.
I'm older than it.
Yep. It's older than Jerry, younger than Cassidy.
Than Carrie.
I was gonna say Carrie. That's funny. Yeah, older than Jerry, younger than Carrie.
There you go.
Beautiful. All right, and that will do it for the one and only eShop Roundup. And that means that it's time for, you guessed it,
the eShop Roundup.
News Talk with Casey Gibson.
Yep.
All right.
Yep, we're playing the old mixeroo on you boys and girls out there. Yes, we are up to the old news block, and I will say, it's a little harder than normal. It is not, this isn't a salad, you know what I mean? We don't have a salad right now.
No, this is I think this is a solid entree.
Yeah, I'd say this is like a lunch, you know what I mean? Not like a big heavy dinner where you're just going to go pound like a 16-ounce steak, you know, garlic mashed potatoes,
French fries as well, because you want to
double down on those. Oh, people always look at me, well, I shouldn't say people, Caitlin always looks at me funny when you get two sides with the steak, and I'm like, I'll take the garlic mashed and the French fries, you know?
Oh, yeah.
It's like, so what? Loading up on my potatoes, what's wrong with that? Man's got to eat.
You know what you do is you look someone in the eye and you go, what are you going to do about it, Kate? What are you going to do about it, huh? Oh, what are you going to do? You going to give me the stink eye? Yeah. Oh, I'm so scared.
Yeah. Don't worry, I got my mashed potatoes and french fries to eat my pain away.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. What's she going to do? Get mashed potatoes and green beans? Oh, she thinks she's better than us, doesn't she? Yeah.
She sure does. Please. What a turd.
Give me a break. Can she hear us? I hope she can hear us.
In the other room, so I doubt it.
Okay.
But, speaking of delicious food, we got the greatest news ever. Ever.
We did. Oh, we
ever,
did.
Dude.
This
yes.
is great news.
This is great news. I know myself, Jerry, and the national treasure himself. We all we walked with a little pep in our step that day when it was announced, and we are talking about Goner 2.
Mm-hmm. Oh boy.
Dude, and it's funny because David actually tweeted us and he was like, I'm sure you guys already saw, but just in case. And I was working and then I was like, what? I was like, get out of here, dude.
Yeah, crazy. Yeah. And I haven't really seen anything about it, really. Is there any trailers or anything?
Yeah, there's a little trailer that shows off.
All I had to know was Goner 2, so
that was good enough for me. It's like a 30-second announcement trailer. You see some cool characters. Yeah, I guess let's see if you slow down, it looks like if you slow down, you might be able to like look and see some of the different heads and stuff. But obviously, it's like, if they're new, you're not going to really know what they do. They show off some guns, too, and stuff, but I hope that freaking Sith is in there, or just whatever the heck you call it.
Scythe.
I call it a Sith. Scythe.
Well, I think the Star Wars people.
But I will say, the logo is awesome. Did you see that?
Mm-mm.
You should probably look.
I'll look at it right now.
It's like the skull, right, that says Goner on it, and then it has like the tube, like little fella going through the eyes and then looping down to form the two.
Oh, I see it. Yeah, yeah, that's awesome.
Very, very cool. Yeah, this is, we love this game. It doesn't have an exact date. It just says late 2020. So this year, within 6 months, we'll be playing this, you know, barring some sort of delay. But hopefully that is not the case, because I know I'll be playing the ever-living crap out of this one.
And before I forget, before we go on, I do want to say another one that I'm kind of looking forward to, and I don't know anything about it, but I'm still looking forward to it, is Serial Cleaners. Serial Cleaners with an S. I don't like the name because it's annoying, because the first one is Serial Cleaner, and this is Serial Cleaners. It's just kind of stupid. Should have been called Serial Cleaner, too. Anyway, but that was a game I reviewed back in the day, and that's a cute game. And a sequel
is it cute? Wasn't it super bloody and violent?
I mean,
I know what you mean. It was just funny.
In a cute way, yeah.
Funny choice of word for that style of game.
yeah, exactly. But our friends finally announced their game.
They were teasing it for so long.
Oh my goodness.
It's like, come on, boy. Out with it, Ben Myler.
Come on, Mr. Myler.
Come on, Fabian. And Mr. Beautiful.
Mr. Good Looking.
Yeah.
And they finally came out and they told us about their new, and apparently they're calling it the spiritual successor to Slime Son, which is very interesting.
Yeah.
It's
going to be like, it's, yeah. Like I was watching.
After I saw some gameplay, I definitely understood what they were saying.
Well, it's funny because in the beginning, it's sort of like the trailer, like sort of, you know, and it's like, okay, this looks cool. Okay. And then it goes into gameplay and you're like, oh, whoa, this is like pretty darn interesting.
Very
like the,
weird.
The POV
and
everything,
yes.
You know what I mean? And like the yeah. art style looks really cool.
And it's called Demon Turf.
Give him the turf.
This is a golf game?
Yeah. The turf
in hell.
The old turf monster.
Yeah.
But
no,
yeah.
This is it's a 3D platformer, and it's interesting. It takes place in a 3D environment, kind of a, you know, low polygon-esque, and then the main character is like made of like hand-drawn 2D pictures when you move around. So very interesting looking.
Yeah, looks super cool, and I mean, you know, those guys do great work. Obviously, we're super big fans of good old Slime Sound, so we'll definitely keep our eyes on this one. And I'm sure we'll have the boys on probably closer to when it launches to actually talk about it and all that mm-hmm. jazz. But yeah, it looks really cool. Like I said, definitely one to keep our eyes on, that's for sure.
Yeah, no, for sure. And check out Fabian. So follow Fabraz at Fabraz2Zs, F-A-B-R-A-Z-Z. And I definitely, you know, I watched this little video he had of going up this big, you know, it's a 3D platformer, kind of old school 3D platformer in a way, because it's very, you know, it's just very platform heavy, you know, very no nonsense. Like that's basically what you're doing. And it's really cool looking. It looks really fun. There's so many different things. Like I think you know, turned into a bat and you can stick to walls and like he jumped on like on a path and turned into like a wheel and was mm-hmm. going super fast around. Just really interesting. So then another cool mechanic that I saw is you can plant your checkpoint flag like wherever you want, which is cool. So you can kind of get to the end of a section that's hard yeah. and then plant your flag, which is what a smart idea.
Yeah, especially
like honestly, I never even thought about the idea.
Yeah, I was going to say, presumably, you know, those games you get up to a boss once, you get demolished, and then you got to work your way back. But like I said, it'd be nice knowing the second time around, like, okay, right before the boss, I can just, you know, slap this flag down, and then I can, you know, more or less get really right back yeah. into the action, which going on as a spiritual successor to Slime Son makes sense, right? Because those levels were never particularly too big, got you right back in the action where you had to be. So very cool, very cool.
Yeah, it is cool. Yeah, for sure.
Yes.
So yeah, that's fun. We're really excited. We'll have them on. They can talk about it more. We'll have them on soon. They didn't say when that's coming out or anything.
No, I don't believe it had a date attached to it. So
2023.
Yeah. Yeah. The race between that and whatchamacallit, Metroid Prime 4 is on. But no, I gotta imagine they're I don't want to say speak for them, but I'd imagine they're probably aiming, you know, if not this year, early on next year, you know what I mean? Like, I can't imagine they would have announced it too
yeah,
early
I don't
on
know.
In the project.
Yeah. So. Yeah, I wonder. I don't know what they're... Yeah.
You don't know anything.
I don't know if they're going to be publishing themselves or if they're working with someone else or something.
Well, I have a feeling they'll probably be, you know, doing it themselves just because they've been, you know, now they're doing it for other people, you know, so I got to imagine they'll also, you know, be taking care of it. But moving mm-hmm. right along, we've got another game announcement.
So this is going to be interesting because I'm actually going to play this game as you announce it.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay. This is a game from Nintendo themselves, and that is Jump Rope Challenge. Sounds like one of the old Nintendo Talk Nintendo challenges. And this is a free, simple game. It's dubbed as. You can download it right now. I don't believe it's very big in size. I downloaded it, and it worked. And, you know, like I said the other day, I'm pretty much at capacity. So it was able to download real quick. You grab a pair of Joy-Cons and take an active break in your day. So I guess it's just meant to, you know, get up and move around a little bit. And I bet you it it probably stemmed from the success of Ring Fit Adventure. You know what I mean? How that's so popular, it's tough to keep off on the shelves, I should say. People are, you know, nabbing them up. You know, maybe Nintendo was like, well, I mean, obviously this is nowhere near the size and scope of a Ring Fit Adventure, but a little taste maybe to be like, to just show you what, you know, sort of physical activity, you know, what the Joy-Cons can do with the movement and stuff. And maybe it is to propel, like, hey, that was fun. Hey, if you like that, well, there's a whole game, you know what I mean, that you could go out and get.
This is a great idea. I mean, it's so funny. It's I don't even know. Okay, so you get in there and you take your you can't play it with you have to undock. I mean, you have to have Joy-Cons unattached. So you can't play it on a Switch Lite unless you have more Joy-Cons. Obviously, I knew that, but you can't even get into the game really. And I just did it, and it's it, you know you kind of you do like the you know you literally just kind of hold it and act like you have a jump rope, and you jump into the air, and it registers every single one. You can do it without jumping, so you can cheese the system. Obviously, yeah.
Watch out, funny, Danny though. Bivs. The Bivs is he's already got a high record. He didn't jump once.
That's so funny. Watch out for those Bostonians.
Yeah. Can't trust them.
I did 46 while you were talking, and And then you hit, like, you can say, take a break. I think it's like you try to do 100 each day or something. I don't know if you could just keep going. And then it literally puts it down, and it says, like, day one. And I'm right there, and I'm sitting there, and it says day one. It says 46. And so you can either you can't do anything else. You can either go back into it and keep doing jump ropes, or you can change the user and right on the dot. And that's it. And you can change the daily challenge goal to from 100 all the way up to 900.
Dang.
So, very interesting.
All right, put it at 900, Jerry, and we'll see how you do next week.
It's funny, right? I think this concept is so cute and easy and funny. And, like, what's interesting is that there's no, you know, it encourages to do a screenshot also. But there's no, like, high score leaderboards, which I think would be kind of cool. But anyway, that's funny. That'd be funny to get into some... you know, obviously you can share online, so I'm sure there's going to be people sharing their the perfect record scores, like, and cheaters like the Bivs also sharing those.
That dang Bivens.
That's cool though. It's fun. It's very simple. You just jump into it and it's jump rope. It looks like the game was made in literally like one day.
Yeah. Yeah, it was probably. I don't want to say probably. It wouldn't surprise me if this was some sort of tech demo thing that they have just had on the back burner when they were, you know, messing around with Joy-Con games. And then they were like, hey, we could just put like a little cute aesthetic to it and let's just release it for free. You know what I mean? Like, it's cool enough. Right. Like, might as well.
Right. Why not?
Might as well. Be pretty cool. Be pretty cool. Yeah, I'm going to have to try this one out in a little bit. I do have it downloaded. I just don't have the space to be jumping around right now.
Oh, gotcha.
I can't do it.
I won't
do it. Now, moving along, we've got a funny little thing, and this is funny for a few reasons. So, Nintendo confirms that buying items and villagers for real-life money is against the terms of service. And it's funny because Caitlin had sent me on Instagram. It was actually like it was a funny song, like Animal Crossing song thing. But then like there were multiple pictures and I scrolled over and it was like a shop that you could go and you could type in what piece of furniture you want. And most of the furniture, like I was just looking, you know, most of the furniture is like 99 cents per item. And they're like delivery within 15 minutes and you can just buy items. And then they were selling 4 million gold for $5, or gold, 4 million bells for $5. And I was like, that's so funny, like, that people are
That's actually not a bad deal, is it?
Oh, no, I was like, we could do it and I could pay off the rest of my house. But
that's hilarious.
I was like, that's funny. And then I saw the news story today that they confirm it's against the terms of service. Now, I don't think there's probably any way they could realistically, you know, prove, like, no, like, this is just random schmo, like, you bought this, you know, like, you're in trouble now. Like, I can't imagine they would really be able to do that, but I mean, who knows? But I thought it was just funny timing was really more to it. I wonder if that post maybe sort of got popular and more people saw it, you know? Because I didn't even think about that.
Oh, yeah.
Because, I mean, like, I remember back in the day, when I was playing Diablo 2, like, people would sell items and stuff on eBay. Like, they would just sell it and stuff. And then that's why in Diablo 3, when it first launched, they actually had an in-game, like, real money auction house because they wanted, like... I mean, I guess in their eyes, it was probably like, well, if people are going to do it, we might as well get some of the cabbage too, you know? And then that almost ruined the game. So, yeah. But nevertheless, don't be buying items or villagers for real money, people. It ain't right.
Or just do whatever the heck you want.
Yeah.
Break the law.
Or on the other side, spend $20 and walk away with, what did I say, 16 million bells.
Yeah, I was going to say, and yeah, or you can buy them from us. Well, I'll sell you a million bells for $60. It's a good deal.
I don't have that many bells. I can sell you about 5,000 bells for a
hug. You don't have that?
I
for a hug.
Yeah, for a huggy. I don't know, I haven't played in a hot minute, so I haven't really been... grinding it out to get that paper, if you will.
Gotcha.
But yes. Now, Jerry, the Animal Crossing stories continue. What do we have next?
Well, I'm glad you asked that question. Because if you really think about what we have... Okay, now I've pulled up the... we have...
The stall.
Animal Crossing has sold more... than 500,000 copies in the world alone. No, just kidding. That's not that impressive. No, in just Germany, retail only alone. And that, and there's an interesting factoid. And what is that, Casey?
That is four times, I put faster, but I think four times the amount than Smash Brothers Ultimate. So
there you go.
That's a... That's pretty big. I mean, I know
Germans
Germany...
like those animals.
I was going to say, how big is Germany's population? I know it... I guess 83 million. That's still a lot of people.
Are there really 83 million in Germany?
Yeah, it looks like it. Well, I'll tell you,
people.
In 1960, they only had 55. And now they're at 83.
Wow.
It's cool. I'm on Google. I typed it in. They've got like a cool little slider bar here. I wonder if they do that for look at that. In 1960, America had 180 million, and now we're at 328 million.
We've almost doubled.
Yeah. Well, 180. Yeah. Almost.
That's cray cray.
It ain't right.
We still got plenty of space over here.
Yeah. The old...
I can still fit 10 more people in this room.
The old Midwest.
Mm-hmm.
But, So, again, now sort of continuing on with the Animal Crossing business here, it has now sold over 10 million digital units. Gosh darn. Again, we've talked about it before. Sort of like a perfect storm of coming out during the pandemic and, you know, people really getting all in, you know, on it. So, Yeah, craziness. I mean, digital too, that's big for Nintendo. They love to see that, you know, they are all about the digital. I mean,
insane.
All the publishers are about, you know, digital.
I bought one digital and one physical, so...
That's
there you go.
That's the most...
I did my part.
That's the most Jerry thing I've ever heard.
Yep.
So funny. But, I guess it brings us up to the last and possibly... Well, no, Goner's the best news, in my opinion. But real good stuff. What do we got, Jerry? What are we finishing off with here?
Well, I'm glad you asked. Because... it's a really important that we talk about that there's a new Paper Mario trailer out.
Mm.
Now, I haven't watched this yet because I have already decided I'm obviously getting this game. So I'm just kind of like, well, I don't need to see anything more about it. So, but I'll gladly listen about it. Did you watch it?
I did when it first came out. So I don't want to sit here and like be like, I remember every little bit. Now, I will say right. We do see some Paper Shy Guys. So you know I'm happy.
Beautiful.
I do love a good Paper Shy Guy. But yeah, I mean, again, just really vibrant, beautiful. I believe they gave that Babam, I believe, you know, a lot of people are like, is he a partner? Is he just a bomb? You know what I mean? Like, what's the deal here?
Right.
And he's got a name. His name is Bobby.
Casey? Is it really?
Yep.
Dang it, Bobby.
Bobby, the fuseless bomb.
Amazing.
Yeah, he ain't got no fuse.
Wasn't there already I guess there's Bob-omb, right?
Well, there was, what's his face?
And who's the bomb from Thousand Year Door?
Oh.
It wasn't Bobby. Or was
no, it's not. Oh my God. Now I'm blanking on it. Hold on. General,
General
Bobbery. Bobbery.
Bobbery. There
Bobbery,
it is.
That's yep. it.
I'm going to say Bobsworth. It's not Bobsworth.
Oh, wait. Wait, now that we're traveling buddies, let me introduce myself for real. No. I'm Babob. Oh, wait. I thought he said his name was Bobby. Hold the phone. I might have lied to you. Maybe Casey's making things up. I could have sworn
fake news.
He said, I'm Bobby. Well, I tell you what. He'll be Bobby to me. But now I will say.
Well, his name's Bob-omb, so you can call him Bobby.
Yeah. Bobby-ob. Now, I will say they did show some of the bosses. And in one of the boss battles is, hold on, I want to actually see the proper name here. It is, it's a package of colored pencils. Oh, just colored pencils. That's one of the bosses. You got Rubber Band, who's like a man out of rubber bands. And then, maybe, arguably, one of the greatest enemies, and not just video games, but possibly media or anything. It's just a roll of tape. You fight tape. He's in a little dispenser.
It's funny that I think that works really good with the with Paper Mario, because obviously Paper Mario, I mean, one of the funniest, if not the funniest game series there is. I actually had an existential thought about this. I saw that meme going around, like Paper Mario 1,000 Year Door villains versus Paper Mario Origami King villains. And it was the really cool villains and bosses, you know, from the first game. And then this is just like a pile of office supplies, you know. It was, you know, just really funny, right? And it is funny. But it got me thinking, it's like, you know what? Maybe I don't like that as much. I mean, maybe I don't like this whole idea of the paper aesthetic, of them taking it too far. With like, I think in concept and pun intended, on paper it seemed way better, but when in actuality, like banking off everything's made out of paper and everything's crafty and everything, yes, it's cool. But this has been cool since Epic Yarn, really, you know. And then we've had those two Yoshi games, and then the Paper Mario, you know, Color Splash, and everything's coming, you know, everything is like this crafty. And I just kind of am pining for the wacky, fun characters and them, and with the paper thing just being that he's flat. I mean, I like that idea, but I feel like, I don't know if I really like the whole full-on direction of paper. I don't know. It was a thought I had where I hadn't thought about it until this last week, and it's like, you know, maybe it's better without the full lean in on that idea. I don't know.
I think I agree with you. I'm trying to think. I feel like Thousand Year Door, obviously they lean into the paper aesthetic, right? You turn into a paper airplane, you turn into a paper boat, you know, things like that.
Yeah, but
clever.
That's really it.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
It is clever. Yeah,
they
it's
lean
clever.
Into it a little bit here and there, but yeah, it's not the focal point. The focal point is meeting these characters, going to these different areas and that. Yeah, here. And who knows, maybe just the bosses are that, and it's not as, you know, leaned into in other aspects of the game. But yeah,
it's not bad, right?
I don't hate it, and I'm looking forward to seeing how it pans out. You know, and I'm sure I'm going to enjoy the game, but I know what you mean. I totally know what
you're looking,
mean.
You're looking forward to see how it unfolds.
Ooh, you dog. Now, I will say what's cool is, so you saw a glimpse, right, of the battle system. It's sort of you're in the middle and you, like, line up your enemies.
Yeah.
With the bosses, it's different. With the bosses, they're in the middle and you're on the outside. And you need to formulate the inner circles, and they have arrows on it. So then, like, when you have it all lined up, you hit it, you go on to the one and the arrow points to the left, you go all the way until you get to the arrow that points into the inner ring. Now, you know what I mean? And you go around using these arrows, but there are items, and I'm looking at it right now, it's like, it looks like a fist icon, so I'm assuming that's, you know, you're gonna, you know, whack on them, like punch on them or something, and like, you gotta line it up so your character, or Mario, you know, walks over these things to be able to attack the enemies with that. So it seems like a sort of cool to, you know, sort of flip the battle system on its head for these boss battles and make you look at it a little differently. So,
dude, I am on this game like stink on a monkey, my friend.
Like white on rice.
Like rainbow on an oil slick.
Like wings in Jerry's gut.
Like a rat on a Cheeto.
Like a fly guy on the sky guy.
Dude, I really am excited for this. I genuinely am pumped for this game. I mean, I think that it's going to be a lot of fun, and I hope that it kind of tears away from its roots. You know, I mean, it goes full on in. I'm totally fine with that. Like, I've accepted it. Like, I'm not looking, and I think that
you just
did,
hoping
right?
It doesn't spiral too far away.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. I feel it.
I'm hoping it. Yeah, it doesn't. I'm trying to think of another paper pun. I can't think of anything.
I know. I was like, I could use spiral,
I'm
like a spiral
it,
notebook.
I hope it doesn't.
Yeah, that works.
Yeah. I'm hoping it doesn't. Yeah, I
hope
rip.
It doesn't stink on ice, because
I hope it doesn't rip in peace.
You know, if it stinks on ice, it really
stinks. It's got to stink really bad, because if you put something on ice, that you know.
You know, it's another funny thing that's not necessarily related to stinking on ice, but sort of funny when you actually think about what it means. Like when you say like hey man, like see you later, and then like that person's like, not if I see you first, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Like, do you ever stop to think about what that actually means?
Well, it's funny because you're gonna see them first.
No. So that means like, so say you're like, hey Casey, I'll see you later, and I'll be like, not if I see you first. Meaning, if I see you first, I'm going the other way, so I don't see you.
Okay, yeah.
Because it's funny. Cause
yeah, I never thought about it that way. That is good. Because
you think about it, it's like, oh, okay. Like, most people are like, okay, yeah, cool. Like, see ya. Yeah. But like, when you really stop to think about it, it's like, no.
Because you said, not yeah, if I see
not
you
if
first.
I see you first, you know? Yeah, like, I mean, I'm going the other way.
That is good. I love that kind
it's
of stuff.
It's funny when, like, these things that people just say, like, when you really stop to think about what their meanings are, you know, like,
right,
and like where they came from. So I thought that was pretty funny. Like, not if I see you first.
That is good.
But yeah, that brings us to the end of the news right there.
That's right.
And possibly the end of the show. Jerry, we got a nice little show note that yours truly made. I've got 197 of them. And we fill them out real nice, you know, so we can sort of keep the show chug-a-lugging along. Yep. Without too many edits. And there's this beautiful little spot for a Craigslist roundup. But Jerry never fills it out, whether or not he has one or not. So,
well, the past couple episodes, I haven't looked at our notes, because they've been really simple episodes. And I just mentioned it. And I'm trying to think. I feel like I did get something this week, but I think I might have told, maybe that I think I talked about it last week, the two Game Boy Advance SPs. I think I got that. But yep. We can share Estuardo's...
Ooh.
That's what we're gonna do. Ski-ba-ba-ba-ba-da-da,
Craigslist roundup. We got a fan mail-in one, or a mail-in Craigslist.
Yeah. What was this in Mexico, or is this? I sometimes he's in the States.
He's a traveling man. You never know where
he is. A traveling man. But he got an amazing. I called it a Jerry pickup, because it's a really good deal. He got a GameCube in perfect working condition. All the cables, it's not a real controller. It's an aftermarket controller. That's okay though.
Boo!
And
I don't care anymore.
Yeah. And a red Game Boy Advance SP. He said, sadly, an AGS 001, which I love you, Estuardo.
That's
my man right there. Yeah, well, yeah. But anyway, Game Boy Advance, I still buy SPs like no one's business because they're my favorite. Even if they're 001 units, they're still awesome. But he got all that for $30. It's a great pickup.
Yeah, that's nice right there.
GameCube and an SP. Dude, remember the good old days? Oh, he also got an amiibo. He got a Dark Samus amiibo, but I don't think that was on a... That wasn't a deal.
That might have just been a... Yeah.
Yep, but we both got some deals this last week and some amiibo, so I'm cool with that. But yeah, dude, congrats on your pickup there. If anyone ever finds any good Craigslist pickups, please send them because I think it's fascinating. That's what inspired the segment, which I think... I think this was on number one. I think that we had... I'm pretty sure that we had a Craigslist roundup on the very first episode.
We might have. I mean, you've been rounding them up for a long time.
Mm-hmm. So it's been, yeah. So yeah, please send us your ideas for episode 200 for what we should do.
Yeah, we've already got a couple. We've got a couple sent in. So
yeah,
keep them coming. Keep them coming.
Yep. Keep them coming, and we'll read them out, and we'll pick one, and we'll do something. We'll do something about it. We got to figure it out. I think for sure we should do a video. You know, be a special like little video thing. It might be kind of cool to do a video version of the podcast, put it on NWR TV or something. Maybe have some special guests. I don't know.
I mean, it's funny because I'm like, yeah, we'll figure it out. But then you stop to think, and I'm like, we're getting close. It'll be here before we dang old know it.
Let's see, we got 98, 99. It's two episodes until we hit it.
And so, yeah. And everyone should be happy to know I'll be editing 200. So you know it's going to be good.
Exactly.
But yeah, so that's going to bring us to the old end of the show, as we're saying here. Jerry, they can find us on Twitter, can't they?
They can. That's at Talk Nintendo Pod. That's Talk Nintendo.
P-O-D.
Boosh. And then you can find us on the Patreon. Which you should be hearing our 13th episode pretty soon of our exclusive series of episodes. You can join for just $1 a month. Ridiculous. You get exclusive RFN and TNP episodes. That's at patreon.com/NWR. That's patreon.com/NWR. Precisely. And anything else you want to plug?
Well, I guess for the Thirsty Mage action, we will be recording our Xenoblade episode this week, so that'll be going up. And then the following week, Jerry and I will be doing the old Talk Nintendo.
Yeah.
I almost called it
crossover
the Dirty
number four.
Mage.
The Dirty Mage.
The Thirsty Mage.
Can we please call...
When we do
call our crossover podcast, The Dirty Mage, because that...
The Dirty Mage. That actually sounds amazing.
It does, actually. It really does.
I sort of love it.
Yeah.
But yeah, we're going to be looking
back... we'll do another Dirty Mage, number four.
The Dirty Mage is going to be looking back at Star Tropics. Mm. So that's going to be a throwback right there. And
Yeah. That'll be cool.
And then, David and I are continuing our This Week at the Thirsty Mage over on the YouTube, which is at the Thirsty Mage YouTube. You know, we sort of look at different news bits. We talk about it, a little bit of chit-chat. Got some gameplay, all that stuff up there as well. So definitely go check that out.
Mm-hmm. Really, you're really knocking down that Canadian-American barrier, yep, aren't you?
We got to keep the relations at an all-time high.
Yep. Sounds good. Sounds good to me. All right, well, I'll see you next week on episode 198. That's right. You heard me, 198 of the Talk Nintendo podcast. We'll see you. Thanks for listening.
Thank you. And?
Oh, leave us a 5-star review on iTunes.
And we love.
Make, let's prepare the statement.
Okay. Prepare the statement.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
All right.
The heck was that?
That was a big old Red Bull I'm about to drink.
Oh, gotcha.
I was going to do it as the clap, but then I...
Sus Germans like sus animals.
You're nothing but a little gibble puss.